We know that's what you're doing, loyal listeners. Yeah. All in your cars.
At this point, someone's probably been able to recreate that jam in GarageBand by dragging like the one loop into the mix.
I mean, if you have this many people listening, one of them has to have done it. Right? Yeah, it's just the probability.
The legions of people who are listening to the Laughing Fines podcast. Welcome. By the way, I'm Ishai.
I'm Rudy.
I'm Will.
And today we are feeling that state pride and that school pride.
Yeah.
And just that adventure pride, because we're going to be talking road trips. We're going to be talking Iowa trip. We're talking
Iowa, talking Illinois.
Illinois facts.
Now we buckle up. We Ishai and I both went to the University of Illinois.
I went to Iowa.
Iowa, that's in Iowa City, correct?
Oh yeah. The University of.
Oh, actually you're wearing a Hawkeye shirt right now.
It wasn't planned at all.
How do you like that?
Yeah,
that's nice.
And I'm wearing full Illinois regalia, of course, head to toe, orange and blue.
As am I. Yeah, I'm dressed all in orange. Yes. Rudy, why don't you tell us a little bit about the etymology of this trip, this yearly trip that a bunch of dudes take?
Yeah, it's a great little trip that anytime the University of Illinois and Iowa play each other in football, several of our friends and extensions from college, friends from high school and then college, get together and make this great trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Iowa's never lost at football.
Mm-hmm. Well, since we've been making the trip, and I've got a lot of Illinois and Iowa trivia.
Yeah.
But I believe we've been going since 2014. Is that correct, Rudy?
6 years, I think, was what we said.
So Iowa is on the current against Illinois, its longest winning streak
ever
in Iowa Illinois history, which is 6 years.
So that's us.
That's us. 2014 to 2019. So Ishai and I are a curse to Illinois,
100%,
and you are a blessing to Iowa.
Exactly.
Yeah. So. And which is, that was your nickname, I think, in college, right? A blessing to Iowa?
Yeah.
Iowa's blessing?
And this was before hashtag blessed. So, I mean, that's I feel like I was the creator of that.
Yeah, yeah. Just off the top, do you want to hear a couple? And I'm not going to really get too much of the weeds here, but Iowa and Illinois have played each other 75 times in their hallowed history. The largest margin of victory for Iowa was last year, 63-0. That's right. Now, on the other hand, Illinois' largest margin of victory was 80-0.
Oh.
80-0.
What year?
1902. That was a great year for Illinois football.
I didn't even think they had a forward pass then.
I don't believe they did.
How that worked out.
It was a lot of rushing. I think probably several people died during that game.
They hadn't invented touchdowns yet.
Nothing
but field goals.
argued for points.
Yeah, right. The field was 270 yards long. It was an oval. All right, and Illinois' longest winning streak, 12 wins in a row to Iowa's 6, and that was from 1942 to 1967.
Well, I mean, that's got to be when Red Grange was growing there. So,
and isn't that Dick Butkus era too?
Butkus is later than that. I would think he was in the 50s.
That encompasses this 42 to 67.
Oh yeah,
so that would have been the.
Old Butthead in there.
Yeah,
I mean, you got the Galloping Ghost, and then Dickie B. Plus Hugh Hefner's flying around the campus.
We lost a bunch of
farm boys. Have anything to do?
Hefner's there.
Yeah, he went to Illinois, right?
And it's funny you say that too, because I have another list of notable Illinois.
I just got that, Rudy. All right, slow in the update.
But yeah, so they have a storied football history.
Oh yeah,
these two legendary schools, and we go to visit and participate in that every year since 2014.
Yeah.
I missed last year. How did it feel being at that 63-0 game?
It was pretty great. Everybody was trying to act like it didn't really bother them, but
right.
you know, you could tell. You could tell it was tougher.
I think the first thing, we had to deconstruct that question. So let's first say physically the way that it felt.
Freezing.
Now, I want a picture.
And I missed last year, so I genuinely want to know.
Picturing a wind tunnel of you're in the pocket of where it's maximally windy at the edge of the stadium.
It's also in the windiest part of Champaign. There's no buildings around it. And Champaign might be the windiest part of the state. There's no geographic permutation for hundreds of miles.
Pretty much. So that's all I remember. I was bundled up with a blanket, a parka, and I was still freezing.
I remember this old man just walked up to me and was like, he was a fellow Hawk. We were both decked out. And he was just like, you see where they got us? Right, we're in the nexus of the wind. I was like, I'm not with you. But he naturally assumed we would all be sitting together in some sort of hawk nest.
In that wind nexus.
Now,
right in the nexus. I will never forget that for the rest of my life.
That you put on kind of a southern accent for Iowa. Is that the accent that you find in Iowa? That's a real question.
Yeah.
Rural accent.
Yeah, it's a rural accent. It's probably not as exaggerated as that is, but that's how it sounds to me, city slicker.
Yeah. Which is how he referred to you, right?
Yeah.
How about you, city slicker?
No, he knew I was right there with him.
Yeah. Plus, yeah. Now, I believe only the Iowa boys stayed till the end of that game, right?
Yeah. And actually, I think only Mike and I. I think Jason
he left too.
Yeah, kicked cracks early too as well.
Now, the 2 years before that, when we went down there, I remember that game, another Illinois loss, being one of the coldest games. Just one of the coldest things I'd ever been to. And I remember you were wearing a hat with no gloves. No gloves, and just like a corduroy hat, nothing covering your ears.
Well, it was my best Iowa hat, so I had to really represent that day.
That was insane. Were you there that year, Ishai?
I don't think I was.
Okay.
But if I were, I would have been freezing and would be agreeing with you as to how cold it was.
I left early that game, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's been pretty bad football every year for the Illinois squad.
Yeah.
This year was competitive.
It was competitive.
That's something to build on, I think.
Yeah, and our friend Ben made bets with everyone.
And he won.
And he won because they covered the spread. And there was some talk that maybe Ben had bribed the Iowa team to kick rather than go for it on a few fourth downs. But there's been no proof of that, how he won that $30.
Encyclopedic knowledge of the Illinois team.
That's so true.
Impressed. Amazing.
Wildly impressed.
And none of them have their names on the back of the uniform. He knows them all by number or sight.
Yeah, incredible.
Or he's just lying.
That's true. None of us would know. No.
Great bit.
But yeah, that's been our tradition. Now for the second year or the second Iowa year in a row, we've stayed at the Student Union.
Yes.
Which
beautiful.
Gorgeous. There's Iowa bedspreads on every bed. I'm not kidding.
I don't know. Have you had this experience? The hardest to find flusher for the toilet.
Yeah, it is.
It's
weird.
Not attached to the toilet.
Yeah,
it just sticks out of the wall, and it's usually like between the cups that they give you. I was like, when I went through this last time, but it's been just long enough. I can't remember where they have it.
You just reminded me of an early nightmare bathroom situation I had studying abroad, where I think it's another situation where the flusher was disconnected from the apparatus, which was already in itself kind of odd, that it was like this long tube that had like porcelain with no water on it too. So you kind of had to land the Death Star to begin with.
A lot of beaching it.
Yeah. And then there was, I didn't know what to do. So I almost took the shower head and just like, I sprayed that down the toilet from, I don't know what else to do. This is crazy. And then I kind of like eventually figured it out.
Was this in Italy?
Yeah, it was in Italy.
Yeah.
It had been like moment, you know, the first hour of entering that apartment we stayed in.
Was it one of those like cords above?
It was like
a foot pedal?
Was a switch above.
Oh, okay.
It was like you couldn't see. It wasn't in your eye line.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Not intuitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Iowa Student Union is like, it's not a super old building, but it's old enough that it's a little quirky.
It's like at least close to 100 years now.
So, no, you think it's that old?
Yeah.
I think it's probably from the 40s or 50s.
No.
I don't think it's that old. Yeah.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but there's no way to figure this out.
No, no. Yeah. And why would we ever look it up? Yeah. And it's right there on the Iowa River. It's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous. I love that river.
Yeah. And I got to say, I mean, of course, I'm an Illinois partisan having gone to the school there. And, you know, we're famous for our academics. But the town of Iowa City is gorgeous. Like, it's a much prettier town. I can, you know, I can see a lot of distractions.
It's like a movie college town.
Yeah.
down to the, like, bars where everything's kind of tiny and weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, I prefer Illinois.
Yeah. Why?
I'll go fight you about it.
What do you prefer about Illinois?
I think it's probably just the nostalgia factor. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Because we don't have that nice river, which is actually, you know, it's pretty nice. That's a tough sell.
I was going to say, to me, the bars are about the same.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Bo James is cool. Bo James is pretty uniquely.
I was thinking of Dublin Underground, but.
Dublin Underground. That is a cool bar. Yeah, that is. That's like a legit. Like that would be cool even here. Yeah, know?
Is there like a quad, like a traditional quad, like Illinois has?
We have a Pentacrest.
So no, then all right.
It's the same thing. There's just five buildings instead of four.
Oh, it's describing the buildings, not the shape.
Yeah.
Huh. Right.
I don't know. That's what I always thought.
Ours has way more than. It doesn't have four buildings. It's got like.
I could be totally wrong about this. I know we have an area with fields and or with grass and buildings, though.
Did we go there?
Yeah, we walked past it. That's like where the old cap is.
Where the old capital?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's their quad.
Huh. Okay.
It's like a hill. Weird. Yeah. Illinois doesn't have any hills. It's not. We don't do that.
Yeah.
One thing I always get out of this trip is looking at, like, especially the older I get, things that I did not take advantage of while I was there.
Sure.
So, like the opposite of nostalgia, because like we did not use that river at all. Like there was never a hike taken down it. Yeah. I think the first one I ever did was on this trip.
Yeah.
I graduated like 18 years ago.
That terrific pool that we always go to. Because when you stay at one of the advantages of staying at the Iowa Student Union, if you want to sponsor this, we would love to have
always
you.
Always take a sponsor.
the pool is awesome. It's great. But that, as I understand it, that wasn't there.
That was not there. No.
Did you have a pool at all?
Yes. There was a sort of like it was the one that I guess is used for competitions.
Oh, like the natatorium?
Yeah, they had that there. I mean, it wasn't the same building, but you could swim in that during certain times.
Yeah, yeah.
And use the high dive, which is scary as hell, which we used to go off of regularly.
For real? That high dive looked terrifying.
Terrifying, yeah. It was like jumping off a five-story building. Yeah,
yeah, for real.
It was nuts. Like, it was like three higher than the pool I swam at that had a high dive when I was growing up. Because there's like four or five levels on that high dive.
Oh, yeah.
Different, it just gets higher and higher.
Yeah,
I'd love to give it a shot.
It feels like the skin is being ripped off of the soles of your feet as you go straight into the
water. All I could do is pencil dive. Definitely, that's it.
I definitely like it's high enough that I would be like, I am gonna do like a butt flop, it's gonna get everybody. Oh no, I'm not. Like, yeah, I could go from brave to scared to brave to scared again as I was going down
because you have that much time to think about it. Yeah.
Yeah, you hit terminal velocity and so fast.
I remember one time when I was like traveling, and there was a place with like a cliff, and it looked really fun to like jump off of. And so I saw all these people jumping off, and then a couple friends of mine and we got to the top, and it looked way bigger. You know how it always does when you get up there.
Oh, yeah.
So I was sitting there like, I don't know if I can do this or whatever. And then this, like, he must have been five or six, like a 5 or 6 year old pushed past me and was like, whee! And jumped right in. And I was like, well, now I got to do it. But some of the other great things about this pool is that it has a built-in lazy river.
Oh, yeah.
It has the biggest hot tub I think I've ever seen. It's like a figure eight hot tub. You can probably fit 15 people in each.
With like alarmingly strong jets.
The jets are weirdly strong. Yeah.
That's how I like them.
Yeah. But even you couldn't sit right up next to those.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't. No, you were sitting in between. Come on.
Going right at the base of my tailbone.
It felt like it was like, this is going to bruise me. This is like, if, you know, like if I was older, this might kill me.
I think I was like sore the next day.
From the Jets.
Yeah.
And then the rock climb, it's got a rock climbing wall that if you fall off it, you just fall in the pool, which is awesome. That's like such a kid kind of fantasy type thing, you know?
I mean, yeah, I did not get involved.
But I didn't like do that one this
10 years old, I definitely would have been all over that.
Yeah, thing. Yeah.
I gave it a brief climb.
Yeah. How was it?
It was, my shoulder hurt and I regretted it, but it was fun for a while.
Show up for that water aerobics class.
There was indeed, a hardcore aerobics class going on.
Yeah. When the teacher walked in, I remember her just kind of like walking around looking. I was like, that lady looks like she teaches water aerobics. 5 minutes later, there's weird music playing and a bunch of strange dancing going on.
I was impressed that she knew the whole routine, just like out of the water for a whole hour. She's up there like doing what the water people would be doing.
She's making it up as she went along, I think. That was the most like age diverse group too. It was like, there was really young people. All the way up to very old people. I mean, more old, but But it was an interest. And didn't you guys kind of feel like we were, shouldn't have been there? Like every time it was like, we shouldn't be here.
I did notice if we weren't there, it would have been empty or like one family.
Yeah.
And so definitely like.
We definitely ruined one family's day.
In their like late several 30s. Times. We're incongruous with.
It's not like we were like unruly or anything.
That's true.
Did you go the second day?
No.
Yeah, we were unruly the second day. Because we started, so we the first day we went, we started doing in the Lazy River, had quite a current. And, you know, generally the way that you do the Lazy River is just follow along with the current of the river. But we decided the first day, I think it was Jeff, who was the first one that.
That was before I got there. I got there late in the game.
Or was was that Mike?
Ben had the best time.
Oh, Ben had the first. Yeah, Ben went around first and he was like, yeah, you think you could beat that time?
And right, so we didn't describe. You have to go around the Lazy River the wrong
the
way.
Current,
wrong
against direction. The current. Against the current.
Yeah.
Which is kind of tough. And you couldn't. It was tough to swim. You couldn't really swim it. You had to do like these big, weird steps and try to kind of paddle as you step.
Yeah,
and so we started having races where there was a big like kind of like swim team type timer on the wall, so we were timing each other doing that. Well, the second day that we did that, there was like a lady teaching her kid to swim like in it, and we were still having races. And part of the challenge was squeezing by them, and she was giving us the stink eye as hard as she could, and it did not affect our decisions at all to like. Just keep doing that. So
now that I can understand.
Yeah, we were. That was kind of. But you know, I don't know. You got to share the river.
Yeah, and the other faux pas, if we're just going to list them all out there, is that there was a steam room that worked great when the door shut, but as soon as like a new person went in, it took the room like 30 seconds to acclimate.
And we all went in one at a time, like seven of us all in a row.
Open the door, let it chill. Close the door, immediately open it again for an extended period of time for someone else to join. And then I sat down and thought, this steam room kind of sucks. It's not that hot. And then was told that was because...
There was another guy gave us a hard stink eye in the... Because we did that in the sauna too. And then in the locker room, he like walked by me as I was changing, gave me the stink eye and did one. I was like...
You know? Still angry about it.
Still mad. Still angry. Even in the, I was like, "Oh, that's the guy that was in the sauna." But you couldn't get us off that, off our cloud. You know, we were just having too much fun.
I just had a good bit of karma in that situation where a guy was blocking the street. We were in that giant van we had rented for Thanksgiving, and an Amazon delivery truck was blocking the way. And I thought, I'm not going to beep at this guy. He's just trying to make his deliveries. Yada yada, whatever. And I had to wait for a long period of time, like 5 minutes, to sit there. Finally, whatever, moved along, parked, got into my building. And then, sure enough, the guy that I immediately run into is the guy, the Amazon delivery driver.
Oh, nice.
So I got to just say hello instead of having to feel bad that I...
Yeah, right.
I'm so glad I didn't honk at
him. Yeah. Okay.
All right, so bad karma and good karma officially evened out as far as my score is concerned.
In anticipation of this, and this isn't really about like our experience there, but maybe it'll make us think of some stuff. I I came up with a few notable Iowans.
Okay.
Now, let's see if these are any ones that you well, who can you think of, Rudy, right off the dome?
Some graduates?
No, just notable Iowans.
People from Iowa.
People from the great state of Iowa.
Oh boy.
My wife.
Oh yes, yeah, that's right.
Misha's wife. That was should have given me enough time to think of somebody, but yeah.
Can you think of one?
Oh, Ashton Kutcher.
All right, I got him on the list, I believe. Let's see. Cooch is one of them. Yeah. Yes, I got the Cooch.
Tom Arnold.
Yep, got Tom Arnold on the list. Nice. We think alike.
I got all the important ones.
Yeah. Is that all you got?
Oh, boy, yes. Let's
see if you can think of any. So this list was not as long as notable Illinoisans, as you might imagine. But here's some more.
Jason Momoa.
Jason, I don't know. I don't have everyone from Iowa on this list. It's just a handwritten small list of people. but it's not on this list.
And it's not as long as the Illinois list.
Yeah. No, well, so the Illinois list, I made it more just like weird people from Illinois. But other notable Iowans, you got Tom Arnold. That was actually the first one I had on the Herbert Hoover.
Ooh.
President Herbert Hoover. Ashton Kutcher, you got that one. Ann Landers.
Oh.
Remember her?
Oh, sure.
Landy.
Yeah. Let's see, Kyle Orton.
Oh, yeah, I should have known that.
Kyle Orton, the Bears quarterback, Bears quarterback from Iowa.
We were all supportants for a little while.
No, how about this one? This one I didn't know. And this, Rudy, I think you'll get a big kick out of this. The Ringling Brothers.
Oh.
They're from Iowa.
I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah, the Ringling Brothers.
You can go to their house. That's in Florida.
That's where they would summer or winter, right?
I don't know the Ringling Brothers' schedule, but...
you know, because they would travel in the circus and then they'd winter somewhere warm. But no,
yeah. That makes sense. Summering, they're probably traveling.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like they're not celebrated anymore, right?
Yeah.
They're like derided.
Yeah, yeah, I think they've been canceled because what they did to elephants.
Yeah,
and stuff.
They were, yeah, basically.
Other than is The Greatest Showman a Ringling guy?
That's Barnum.
Barnum.
P.T. Barnum. Barnum. Yeah.
Why does he get off?
He's quite a showman.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Maybe not. All right. This is it. You heard it here first. Canceled. Yeah. Fuck you, Barnum.
I'm canceling him. I mean, if the Ringling Brothers from Iowa are canceled, P.T. Barnum definitely should be.
All right. He's canceled.
Canceled.
These ones, probably names you haven't heard, but Peggy Whitson and Laurel Clark, two famous female astronauts, both from Iowa. How about that? And then finally, John Wayne.
Oh, Wayne Train.
Yeah. Well, John Wayne's from Iowa.
Whoa, from the airport.
Okay. John Wayne from the airport. And how about, would you like to hear some notable Illinoisans?
Yeah.
Or what are some of your favorite Illinoisans off the dome? Or some that you can think of?
Ooh,
and we'll see if we have the same list.
I mean, Kanye would definitely be.
I didn't put him on the list, too obvious, you know.
Oh, okay. No, so we're looking for obscure ones.
No, just your favorite ones. Yeah. So you really like what Kanye's been doing lately.
Oh, yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Big fan.
Rainn Wilson.
Oh, really?
This is just going to turn into who went to your high school. So I don't know if these people
Rainn Wilson went to your... Really? He went to your high school?
Yeah, he was a New Trierman.
He's a Baha'i practitioner, too. For so real? Yeah. Maybe
did this turn into a Rainn Wilson pod?
I don't have him on my list.
Do you have David Hasselhoff?
I don't have Hasselhoff. He went to our school,
famously,
but he denies it.
Even though he denies it,
yeah. Even though there's a plaque in the Hall of Notable People, so.
Well, I mean, we took the high road there.
That's true. Some of the ones on, would you like to hear some of the ones on my list, or would you like to name some more? I've got another one from your high school on my list.
Heston.
Who?
Charlton Heston.
Oh, he went to your high school too? Yeah. Man, everyone went to your high school. I don't think Charlton Heston's on my list. I've got Lauren Lapkus. She went to your high school, right?
Oh, I don't
know.
Comedian
Lauren Lapkus.
Oh, no, that's great.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she went to yours. Let's see, my list, Walt Disney.
Ooh.
From Illinois. Mr. T.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. T's a good one. Jennifer Hudson. Hillary Clinton. She went to controversial
Park
figure.
Ridge.
Yeah, Park Ridge. That's right.
I hate that she's a controversial figure. But
I know.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. Actually, I was just listening to the Conan Conan's podcast.
I know.
He interviewed.
Sorry, go ahead.
No. What were you going to say? You saw it?
I saw that he posted a picture on Twitter of them together, and the comments were fucking like the worst.
That's what I was going to say.
Hazmat suit.
I went to the subreddit for it, and it's the Earwolf subreddit, so you would think it would be a little more, you know, liberal about it, but it's a lot of hatred for Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yeah.
Anna Chlumsky. Chlumsky, remember she was in Stand By Me with Macaulay Culkin?
And Veep.
Yeah, and Veep, yeah. I mostly put that one because my dad worked with her uncle.
you remember when Mr. T cut all those trees down?
Oh, yeah.
What was that? What's
So the story, his official story with that was that he had allergies, and there was all these trees on the property, and like he like cut them down because he had allergies. But this, I think the speculation was, like, he grew up in the Robert Taylor homes on the South Side.
Yeah.
And he moved to, was it Lake Forest, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
Like a big bougie white town. And I think he was just like, fuck you, I'm going to do whatever I want. This is my estate.
Okay.
And they passed like a new law after that, that you can't cut all the trees down on your property. Like they passed a law like protecting the trees. But I think he actually did it personally.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he did. He definitely
like,
did.
He went out there like with a chainsaw. I would have loved to have seen that. Oh, that would have been the best.
I loved Mr. T for so long. He was fantastic.
Oh, he's great. And, you know, he started off as a bouncer on Rush Street.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so that would have been so fun to see him during that era, too.
I think he was just him. And then people were like, I'm going to put that guy in movies.
Yeah, I think like, you're right about
you
that.
You just play yourself.
Yeah.
All the time.
He also, I read this about him that he changed his name officially to Mr. T. Like on his driver's license, it says Mr. T.
Oh, that's
like a first name?
As a first name. And here's the reason why he did it. He said that when his dad and his uncle fought in World War II, and when they came back to America, even after fighting, you know, fighting for the States, people still called them like boy.
Mm.
And he was like, I wanted to make sure that the first thing they said that when they addressed me was Mr. So I just thought that was so cool.
That's great.
You know, nice. Mr. T is awesome.
But I think you're right, Rudy. He's not really like, he didn't go to like the Juilliard, you know, theater school.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like a great gig if you can get it. Like the Seth Rogans of the world. Like he's not, like he's the same, it's just him.
Yeah.
You know? He didn't like get into character.
Right.
Yeah, you're right, because he's the same guy in the A team as he is in whatever else he.
But Timor, I feel like if you're casting a movie like Seth Rogen, they probably still have a costume department for. I think with Mr. T, they're like, just show up with whatever, whatever you got.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely like his own clothes.
My dad met him years ago going through the airport. We live in Vancouver. A lot of celebrities used to go through there. And my dad used to keep a camera with him. This is during film camera times. So he'd get a picture with him. So my dad's got a picture with Mr. T in like 1991. And he asked him, he was like, so do you carry all that jewelry with you? Like he had all the jewelry around his neck. And he was like, yeah, but this is all fake. He's like, I this is fake stuff. He's like, the real stuff is right here in this briefcase. So he had fake jewelry on his neck with the real stuff there. And he said it was like hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of jewelry.
Especially by today's standards, all that gold.
Yeah, right. Yeah, gold's gone through the roof. You're right about that.
Well, I'm going to make like Bitcoin jewelry. Is that going to work?
All right, I'll finish off my list of notable Illinoisans or surprising ones, I guess. So a couple of them I put just because I didn't know they were from here. Michael Clark Duncan was from Illinois, which MCD. I didn't know. The actor. Yeah. Gene Hackman, I knew he was from. He's from downstate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
he's from downstate.
He's from the same town as the Van Dyke brothers.
Okay.
They're all.
Oh, Jerry and whatever.
And Dick.
Dick.
Jerry and Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah. Jerry is my favorite Van Dyke. I just love Coach.
Yeah. That was a good show. Nat King Cole from Chicago. Quincy Jones. I didn't know. I figured he was from Michigan.
Yeah.
But Quincy Jones from right here from Chicago.
Oh, he used to come into my old work.
Did he really?
Yeah. I worked at a bank that he also, like, that was his bank.
Yeah.
And,
Quincy Jones does his own banking.
Not a terribly exciting story, I'm afraid.
No, it's cool that you met Quincy Jones though. And like, I mean, that's a legend, a legend of legends.
Yeah.
So you talked
now. This would be great if I had a capper or any.
But you just saw him.
I think now I'm trying to remember if I saw him or if it was. I think his wife maybe would come in. I don't know. This is We'll cut. I'll say that we'll cut this from the pod. I'm not actually going to cut it.
You know, we forgot to make that joke the whole last episode.
Got it. All right. We'll cut the last episode from canon. All right.
I'm almost done with my list here. I've done my last two. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, right here in Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, Ann Landers.
You already said that.
I know. It was listed in both. She was listed as being from Iowa and Illinois.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I didn't even realize.
Maybe one of them was Abigail
Van Buren. Yeah. Well, they're sisters. They're twin sisters.
Or maybe it's just one person who, like...
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that's my list of notable Illinoisans.
Well, it's a good list.
Yeah. Yeah.
And us.
And yeah, and we're all
right.
We're all from Illinois. Everyone here born in Illinois?
Was not. I was born in Israel.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but cool. I won't tell you the city because then you'll just steal all my identity information.
Right.
Would you also like to know the first pet I had?
Yes. Yeah.
What's your mother's maiden name? What? How old were you when you moved to the northern suburbs?
Three.
Yeah. So you don't remember much about Israel.
Don't remember anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big old fake out. But yeah, for all intents and purposes. Illinois.
Yeah. And Rudy, you were born here?
Oh yeah.
Hinsdale Hospital?
No, LaGrange.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Yeah. No way I'd be born in Hinsdale.
I like when I was younger, like growing up, you know, like I remember because I was born at Rush.
Yeah.
But both my brothers were both born in Hinsdale. That was always a point of pride with me. Like I was actually born in the city.
Yeah.
You know, not the suburbs. Like I had a choice in the matter. Are you ready for? I've also got a couple more some state facts.
Yeah,
would you like to hear them?
Hit me with your state facts.
Yeah, hit it.
All right, let's start off with Iowa. Iowa founded in 1846, formerly the Iowa Territory.
Whoa, 1846.
That's right.
So the college was formed 1 year later.
Oh, really? It was 1 year after?
Yeah, it's 1847.
Wow, whoa. So that's so...
You're spitting facts right and left over here.
And that means Iowa's older than Illinois, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, because Illinois is something in the 1860s, I think.
No idea.
I think it was right after the Civil War.
You can tell by the buildings.
That Iowa's older?
Yeah.
Did it have a different name or something back then? Was it like the...
I have no idea. All I know is all the seals have 1847 on them.
Wow, so they formed the state and right away they got to work.
Yeah.
Good for them.
That's
Iowa work ethic.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's known as the Hawkeye State.
Of course.
What does that mean?
Oh, there's tons of hawks around.
So I'm going to take that as an I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like it's a pretty good guess.
Yeah.
Are there though? I feel like I didn't see a single hawk.
No. Right. And is Hawkeye seems different than hawk. Like it's specifically talking about the hawk's eye.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, whenever a hawk wants to intimidate you, it looks you deep in the eyes. So that's why it's the hawk eye.
What if it was like hawk claw? Maybe that's they wanted.
Or hawk beak?
They want to do it with the actual fierce parts of the bird, but it just sounded lame. So, we'll just do the eyes.
This is a hawk eye. It's got a nice sound to it. The highest elevation in Iowa is Hawkeye Point. And that's 1,671 feet above state sea level. The state bird is the goldfinch, and the biggest city is Des Moines.
Some sort of hawk.
Yeah. You're right. You would think. I didn't even
goldfinch.
What are we talking? Nobel Book Prize winners from like a few years ago?
You know, I just read that book actually.
I have not read it. Is it good?
No, I really didn't like it.
I will say I started it and got bored and then didn't finish it.
Yeah, it was really stupid. Yeah, I didn't like it at all.
I've never even heard of it.
Donna Tartt.
They made a movie out of it.
They made a movie this. Yeah. That's why I read it. I was like, oh, it's kind of in the zeitgeist a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was too long and kind of stupid.
I just never got into it. And then it was like 50 pages in. I'm like, if I'm still not into this, this is going to be a slog. And then I abandoned it.
Yeah. Well, if you didn't like the first 50 pages, because it's quick during that, the last 300 are tough.
Ooh, all right then, yeah.
All right, let's move on to some Illinois facts. Illinois founded in 1818, but our university much later.
It took them 30 years.
Yeah, I know. But, you know. Well, 1818, what was, I mean, I don't think Chicago wasn't around. What was Illinois then? I mean, it probably was like just wild, right?
Yeah.
Probably looked exactly the fucking same way it does now for the most part of the state.
Flat.
Yeah, what were people doing? Eating apple cider? When was Johnny Appleseed doing shit? Wasn't that like 18 something? I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably right. He's passing through here. Illinois is known as the land of Lincoln or the prairie state.
I'm looking up Johnny Appleseed.
Doesn't Kentucky try to claim Lincoln?
Yeah, well, I think he was born in Kentucky.
Okay.
But then he grew up here, or I don't know. It's like
Reagan, I know he had several cabins at least.
Or like Reagan was claimed by like three states too.
And right.
Like Illinois is one. I think he was born in Illinois too. But
the boyhood home is on the way to Iowa.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. is it Robbins, Illinois, or something?
Dixon, I thought.
Dixon. You're right. You're right about that. Our state dance. Would you like to guess what our state dance is?
Ooh. Let me see.
Is it a TikTok dance?
Yeah, it's that. I'll see you at the movies.
By the way, I was right in the pocket for when Johnny Appleseed was doing.
When was it?
Yeah, he was like born late 1700s, died 18 something. So presumably accurate to say that in 1818, he would have been doing.
He was dicking around here, planting trees. Our state dance is actually the square dance. Square dance, which did you square dance in
gym class?
Gym class, yeah.
Maybe that's why we did it,
because it was the state dance.
Yeah.
Did you also have like ballroom dancing though?
We did fortnightly. Yeah.
We might did we talk about this?
I don't think on the pod.
No.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was pod or not.
Yeah, so did you square dance first in gym class?
I don't remember. We probably did.
You come from a fan. New Trier is so fancy though. They probably don't square dance. They probably got rid of that.
Yeah. Yeah. We cube dance. I don't know, whatever the fancy people do.
It's a little more expensive than a square dance. Yeah. Isha, you're sorry. I don't want to make you feel other. Like you're not like a super richy rich. You're a normal person. Just no. your school is so famous.
No, yeah, that school is ridiculous.
Our state butterfly. Would you like to guess what our state butterfly is?
I didn't even know.
Oh, I think I know this one. It's the
name the only kind of butterfly the name of.
Lorax.
Lorax.
Is that not a butterfly?
That's the guy who saves the trees in that Dr. Seuss book.
That's what I thought he was. I'm gonna
go with Lorax. I'm with Rudy. No, it's the M one. Shit.
It's
the
like,
ones that migrate all crazy.
It's like another name for a king or queen. They are
monarch.
There you go. Boom. You got it. Our state soil. You want to guess what our state soil is?
All right, hang on a second. New question. Name a type of soil.
Loam. That's part of it. That's part of the name, but it's four words of this.
And I wasn't done.
It
loam. All right, I don't know.
If I gave you 10,000 years to assemble four words together, I don't think you could come up with this. Our state soil is drummer silty clay loam.
It's drummer? Definitely like an auto-suggest word, like just keep hitting the middle button of like your random words.
Well, also, so this is all from Wikipedia, and the it just made me. We've got way more stuff in Illinois that's like stupid fucking things, like our state this, our state that. It's like the state way you like to turn your head is left, and you know that these were like all acts of our government, which makes me really bummed out. Like, what a stupid.
It would be interesting to correlate states with bullshit things like state, you know, the official state way to like salute, you know, the sun or whatever.
Yeah.
And corruption. And I'll bet you they correlate.
Yeah. I bet you're right about that.
We are what, like the most corrupt state or like, we're up there, right?
I mean, there's a lot of corruption in this. I mean, the South has some pretty breathtaking corruption too.
Yeah.
But
it's just funny to me that like, the like origin stories of all these things would be hilarious to figure out, like when they were decided on who was like, all right, we got to figure out the state bird before we can go get lunch.
Don't you think it's got to be?
They'd fight about it.
Passionate discussion.
Yeah, right.
On
yeah.
either side.
I
want it to be the blue jay.
Just a bunch of jackasses 200 years later to like laugh at. No one gives a shit.
I think all of it is like, I bet they're all stuff from like a sixth grade classroom that's like, now we're gonna do a project. Let's see if we can make a grasshopper the state bug, you know, and like we'll write our congressman or whatever. Like, this is the one. So a little Iowa and Illinois hand holding. Guess what the Iowa state food is?
Butter.
Oh, that's a good guess. This goes very well with butter, really well.
fried.
So it could be almost anything.
Lobster. Is it at the fair?
Lobster. The famous Iowa land lobster.
Corn.
Corn. Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Nailed it.
And the Illinois state food. You want to make a guess, Rudy?
Funnel cakes.
Not funnel. It's similar to soy. Corn. No, that's a good guess. We do have a lot of soy. It's popcorn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So, I'm into that. Corn and popcorn.
All right. Who knew that I was exhibiting such state pride every time that I popcorn?
So yeah. So that's some good. Now, let's see. In my fact sheet, I think I've got a little more. This one.
Who knew we'd be learning so many facts?
I know.
I've been doing a lot of studying.
We today, come guys. To the Pines for no particular reason, to be honest, but today we came, we learned facts.
Now, this would be one that I think we can make some guesses if you want. And about, like, have you ever seen those maps of the U.S. where it shows where, like, different baseball teams, like, where their fandom is? It kind of, like, they've got maps where it goes by county, so it'll say, like, what the most popular team would be.
Yeah.
So we start with I mean, Illinois will be easier. So there's three baseball teams that are popular in Illinois. By counties that root for the teams, what do you think is the most popular team in Illinois?
Cubs.
The Cubs? What do you think, Ishai? This is by land, not population. Like by geographic area that supports it. Because I think it's Cubs by population for sure. Because well, that's then Chicago.
Based on the way you couched the reply there, I'll say Sox.
Sox. No, it is the Cardinals.
Oh.
Cardinals is number one in Illinois. Cardinals has a huge reach across the Midwest.
Southern Illinois, probably.
Yeah. I think it's just south of Chicago, pretty much everyone's a...
Wait, so this is like area?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha.
All so like all really, downstate is...
Okay, it's just like one shitty huge county with like one person in it. All right.
And the Sox is like one dot on the south side is the only place where yeah. It's, yeah, it's not even a whole county.
All right.
In Iowa's a lot more complicated. Iowa, there are four different teams that are popular. Would you like to venture any guesses?
Yeah, Yankees.
Yankees is not one of them.
Really?
Yankees is not one of them.
I am surprised by that.
Yeah. There's probably a lot of Yankees fans, you know, but not enough, I think, to make it like a regional.
Yeah. I mean, Cubs has got to be on there.
Cubs is on there.
Twins.
Let's see. Twins. Yep. Twins is Twins and Cubs are about tied for popularity. It's 2 and 3.
Interesting. All right.
Brewers?
Two more teams. Brew Crew, no.
Don't
make an appearance.
Cardinals?
Cardinals, yes. Cardinals is the fourth most popular. It's just a little corner of the state.
Have we gotten the number one yet?
I haven't gotten the number one. This one surprised me, too. I thought it would have been the Cubs.
I think I got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait. Ishai, there's a Lord song about this team.
Oh, Royals.
There you go. You got
it. That's not what I was going to guess.
Oh, what were you going to guess?
Braves.
Oh.
I should have been like Ribs. That's the only other Lord song I know.
Should we redo that one? Should we cut that out?
All right, we'll edit that in post, and then I'm not going to actually do it.
And then I did the football map too. You want to do or if you guys are getting bored of this, that's fine. We can. But do you want?
I was going to queue up the song. But
put on the
Ribs.
I was going to rib it up.
We'll never be ribs.
Ribs.
Running on my baby back. I want my baby back.
No one else thought this was a good, I think largely not looked upon as one of her greater works.
I have no idea what Ribs is. Yeah, I don't remember.
But I always thought it was it's a classic Ishai song, and that it's kind of a sad bastardy, like just a beat. But once the beat comes in, you'll see like, oh yeah.
Will great. I remember it or will I think it's
no,
cool?
You'll think, oh, okay, great. I guess I can understand why Ishai was all about this song. I'm really selling this. It's going to be very underwhelming, very underwhelming.
Wait, is this like our intro song where the beat never drops?
It is taking an alarmingly long time to happen.
Like longer than you realize before you put it on?
Oh, yeah, this bit is going
I've
away.
Heard this. I've been to a Lord concert.
Whoa. All right, we've got to hear that. After this beat drops, here we go.
That's nice.
All right. Wasn't a disaster. We can all agree that there are certain redeeming qualities.
Yeah. I could see that as like the soundtrack to a montage of figuring things out.
This is a great, I think most...
Getting your life together?
Yeah.
Isn't like every song...
Yeah, you're right about that.
You staring out a car window, but it's like a dolly shot or a crane shot.
Yeah.
It might be raining and then it pans away. Maybe it's like just straight like a dolly shot or a drone shot.
Yeah.
That's...
That would totally work for that. See, I was thinking this is like you went through a breakup and you're finally like, you know, I'm going to stop moping around the house.
Yeah.
And when that beat drops, that's you getting out and starting to do stuff again.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Something at the yoga class really worked that day.
Yeah, just like cut of a bunch of productive things you're doing.
Yeah.
Like getting a coffee, doing like, yeah, that yoga pose. Yeah. There's a lot.
Why is getting a coffee always part of being productive?
Well, it wakes you up. That's the first thing.
Part of procrastinating for me.
Yeah, right, getting the coffee.
One of my favorite, all right, I'm more so off topic. One of my favorite TikToks, though, is speaking of the type of song we just described.
Yeah.
This one, where the song is actually like pretty shitty, except for like the last 40 seconds, which is the... The part that they sample? Yeah.
I didn't realize every podcast is going to be a TikTok pod now.
Yeah,
I know.
Do I know this one? Oh, yeah.
How perfect is that for you just, you know, looking out your car window? It's perfect. It lends itself to like any TikTok, like works with this as the background.
The spinning one or whatever. The, yeah. They do have some good music on there. Do you want to just briefly guess the? Because I thought this one was even more interesting. And then I'm done. And then we'll be done with all of my many pages of Iowa and Illinois facts.
This
is great. Yeah. So the football map. I looked up the football map. Now this one's a little outdated, slightly outdated, but you should still be able to figure out like how it's outdated. So. We'll start with the state of Illinois because it's easier. So there's two teams, but one actually moved 2 years ago. So two teams in Illinois.
Right. The Bears.
Bears and?
Rams.
And the Rams. Yeah, the Bears and the Rams.
Oh, Rams.
And I wonder downstate, I wonder if the Bears have taken over now or if it's like.
I doubt anybody followed the Rams because that was pretty disgraceful how they left.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah, but I'm wondering if like, because I think a lot of the downstate, I think downstate feels fairly down, like central Illinois and southern Illinois.
Yeah,
there's a lot of
the Royals are really big. I could see the Chiefs.
Yeah, that's yeah, maybe like the Chiefs taking over. And then so Iowa, there's actually five different teams that are popular there. None of them are the Rams.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I got a pretty good idea for three.
Yeah.
Bears.
All right, Bears is what do you think number that is?
I'd say three.
Close, number two.
Okay. Number two. Packers is one.
Packers, yep, tied for three and four. Packers.
Oh, Vikings.
Oh. Vikings number one.
Oh.
Vikings is number one. And you get two more left.
Two more?
That's right.
Boy.
And there's one of them's kind of tough because it's number five and there's only a handful of counties that go for this team.
The Steelers?
Not the Steelers. It's the most popular baseball team, which we just said just a moment ago. Just moments and moments ago, you were surprised by it. Oh, that's yeah,
the Royals, so the Chiefs.
That's right, Chiefs. Chiefs is number tied for three and four with the Packers.
Okay.
There's one more team. It's kind of like the Yankees of football.
Oh, the Patriots.
No, not the Patriots. America's team.
Oh, Dallas.
Yeah.
The Cowboys.
The Cowboys, yeah. There's a couple counties that like the Cowboys. Why would that be, do you know?
I think because they were America's team.
Yeah.
There was, I mean, a long time where they were the only team, and that's sort of how I was basing it. They were the only team, like, on national television.
Oh, okay. So, like, the Cubs on WGN,
yeah.
Kind of? Like.
Yeah, and that's why I thought the Braves would be in there.
Yeah.
Because they're the same way.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's it. That's my, we have concluded my Illinois-Iowa facts roundup.
That's a fun little guessing game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys want to talk about the trip?
That was the outro music. I was asleep at the switch.
No.
Outro music.
I think there's a real balance as to like using that too much. I mean, for me, it's never too much. Like the sound effects, I love them all the time. Like,
right.
I would just, why I can't have the board because I'd be pressing that constantly.
Yeah.
But
I wish there was. I should just write down what the colors. Correlate to because it's a bit of a guess every time.
No, that was a good one for the end of a game.
That was solid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't have any other bits though, although we haven't done this segment in quite some time. So we could touch this.
Reddit recap. Reddit recap.
And we could close things out with a brief Reddit recap.
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess it doesn't have anything to do with the rest of the theme, but you know, will our listeners forgive us?
I hope so. I hope we don't lose them all on this one. Oh, right. Maybe we got to do a code word at the end, see if Kit's still listening after all this.
I know, yeah. The prize, by the way, was $1 billion. So redeemable in Fantasyland. Okay, so for this week's Reddit recap, I just went to the Ask Reddit subreddit, picked the top questions from the last month, and I didn't write down who asked them, so apologies to the users that came up with these brilliant questions. But the first one of the two that I will pose to you both is the following, which is Santa now puts things that you lost or were stolen under the tree. So what would you most like to find under your Christmas tree?
It was lost or stolen?
I'll let you mull over that one for a moment.
Do you have one in mind, Ishai, while we're thinking?
Yeah, and while you're thinking, this is like the server. You're like, I'm going to go last. You're like, I'm just going to get the omelet anyway, but you'll save the time. When I was a little kid, I had a what was called a Flipsiders toy, which was, it looked like a cassette tape to give you a sense of the era, and you would like flick it with your wrist and like a magnetic board would fly out. Just Google Flipsider toy 80s, come out, and then it was like a board game that you played. I chucked it at the wall or at something at one point and lost all the parts to it, and I felt guilty ever since. That's the first thing that came to mind when I read it.
Although, Flipsider? I got to look this up. Flipsider yeah. game?
Yeah, Flipsiders, like...
it looks like a tape?
Yeah, it looks like a tape.
Oh, I do remember these!
I'll see if I
can... It looks like a cassette tape.
Yeah.
I guess that's where I was like...
Yeah, like a cassette, audio cassette tape.
Rudy, you remember these? It's like... It looked like a cassette, but it wasn't.
Oh, yeah. We have that.
Boy, that's a... It's another thing. Here's that's not that it. Thing, but both those things aren't a thing anymore.
Right.
You know? Is that the commercial?
The fun of Flipsiders, the games that look like cassettes, but they're a whole lot more. Mall Madness, Rock Tour, Chopper Chase.
Oh, yeah. So...
What?
I guess, you know, a better answer for this would have been like... one of the numerous bikes I've had that's been stolen over the years.
That was the first thing that I thought of.
I have a very small one that it's not even really for me, but like I have this dresser that I had for a long time and then it fell apart. So my parents have it in the garage because my mom thinks she can put it back together.
Wait. Is that the one that it had too much stuff in
it? Yeah, it had too much stuff in it.
So it literally came apart like the Blues Brothers vehicle at the seams.
Yeah. And my mom is convinced that she can put it back together. It really needs to just be thrown out.
Wait, is she out there with a hammer and nails trying to fix it?
Well, here's the thing. She hasn't even started working on it because I lost, what do you call it? The draw pull? One of the handles to open and close it. So I offhandedly mentioned one time, I think I might have it.
Oh, no.
And since then, like... I once a week I will be asked about that. Did I look for it? Have I thought about it at all? Could I please do it? Because it would mean a lot to her to find it. Because that's what's preventing her from fixing this thing, so yeah. that we can just get rid of it. And I really can't listen to it any longer. So yeah. if I could just find that, I don't know. We'd move on to something else probably immediately. But
that doesn't sound like. Because there's so much attention, you can't just sneak that off and turn it into firewood. I guess that's going to be.
I think maybe I could, but I wouldn't have the heart to do it.
Well, you'd have to like come up with a new problem at the same time, you know. And then what's the point? Then you have the same problem.
Yeah.
Hey, similar to that, Rudy. I know that sometimes your parents will give you things because they feel guilty about throwing them out.
Yeah.
If you turn around right now, did you see my new blanket on the couch as a gift from my mom? Who and it's very nice. Thank you, Mom, if you're listening. I really appreciate the blanket.
She probably stopped listening a while ago.
Yeah, we'll give her the code word at the end. And yeah, and I think she kind of tunes out my voice anyway, so she probably can't even hear this, even if she is listening. But I do get stuff all the time too, and then it's like, I always get the feeling too. It's like if I don't take it, it's like, oh well, I was trying to give you a nice thing, but
yeah.
What do I know?
Guess it doesn't matter. I'm getting less and less nostalgic about that as I get older, or maybe more.
I want to throw it all out.
It's all just, you know, Marie Kondo it.
Yeah.
My parents just moved from California to Chicago and they're going through the same thing.
Do they try to offload it onto you?
Not really.
Yeah.
Maybe some things, but by and large, it's just like, they know that we don't need it. It's a preemptive no.
We actually went through a whole, and that's why I have this weird looking sweater. On Thanksgiving, my mom was like, they're trying to clear out some old stuff, but they can't bring themselves to throw it away. So they like are dumping it on us. They're like, now I want you to look at these shirts. These are good shirts. And I'd be like, I don't know. I don't really have any use for it.
Yeah.
But it's a good shirt. Why did you ask?
My mom recently was going through stuff, and she was she on the phone. She was like, well, I'm going through stuff in the basement. And I know that you had said to me that any of your books you don't want, and I can just throw them out. So I just went ahead and threw all those out. And I was like, I don't remember ever saying that ever once, yeah. But I was like, fine, I don't care. You know, I know that like leaving stuff there, it's their space. Like I need to expect it to be gone. And then she was like, do you want all these tapes from your childhood? I've got a bunch of tapes that are like home videos from when you were a kid. And I was like, don't you want those? I mean, like, are you nostalgic for it? She's like, well, it's your childhood, so I don't really care. You know, I was like, all right.
Also, the books could go, but those couldn't.
No, I think she was about to throw out the tapes. Like, but yeah, she had already pre-thrown out the books.
Bloom has fallen off this rose, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to watch them, but it does seem a little severe to throw all that stuff out. You know?
No, but I get it, though. I think my mom did the same thing. She gave me all my old like recordings from high school, you know, like when I was in musical theater and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, you know.
That's kind of cool.
The point is now that I have to be the steward of dealing with it,
you know, yeah.
More than anything, it's like a burden. Like, here, you deal with this shit.
I guess you can show it to your kids. Like, but like my dad, they've got like these hours of home video, and it's it was all shot on Super 8, so it's a silent movie. it's interesting for like 4 minutes.
We should see if we can make a silent movie out of it.
Yeah. And like narrate it?
Yeah. Just like every so often have like a word or phrase put in. Yeah. How dare you?
Oh, like those interstitial scenes, like a black scene.
And then have just the entertainer play underneath it. Or this song.
I thought it would have to be this.
Yeah.
I was going Wonder Years intro.
Oh, Wonder Years intro is...
oh, shit. Was it the wrong Beatles song?
Yeah, except it's by Joe Cocker. It's a Joe Cocker cover of...
Yeah, I get by with a little help from my friends.
Is that what the whole song is called? Is it?
Yeah.
I get by with a little help from my friends?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not just I get by or a little help.
Oh, I don't know. It might be something like that.
Yeah.
That's how I know it.
I know, because that's a real mouthful.
I don't have my Cocker song titles memorized the way I used to.
Have you ever, we're usually really good at staying on topic, but have you seen Woodstock, the movie? Have you ever seen that?
No.
Isha, have you seen that movie?
No. Maybe. The one with the recent one?
No. The original one with it. And this song is in it. This is the one.
Yeah.
You know the falsetto singers in the background? It's like, I get by with a little help from my friends.
Yeah.
Those are all dudes. These guys. Yeah, I always thought it was like women backup singers. They're like a bunch of hippies, like hippie dudes with long hair. When you see it in the movie, it's so shocking. I recommend it. Like, look up like YouTube Joe Cocker at Woodstock. It's...
yeah, can't do it. I'm a
friend. They're all like long-haired white dudes in their 20s.
That's like, it's easy. A lot of people think that fucking the Velvet Underground lady.
Oh, Nico?
Yeah.
What about her?
A dude.
Oh, think that she's a dude.
Yeah.
She does have a very husky voice.
These days.
That was perfect. She was a heroin addict, though. I mean, maybe that affects... Does that affect your voice? Rudy, you know about heroin, right?
Yeah. Oh, your voice is the first thing to go.
We shouldn't be...
Or improve, depending on...
who you are. It was good for Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
For a while.
I did see a picture of Artie lying on Twitter, like 12 months sober or whatever.
Oh my God. Like with the nose?
What's with his nose?
Dude, you guys got to, Joe sent it to me. Joe, my brother got invited to a bachelor party And the guy who did the invitation got a cameo.
Yeah.
Of Artie Lang doing the invitation, and he sent it to me.
It goes on forever.
Oh, you sent it. Yeah, of course he sent it to you too. Yeah, it does go on forever. Did you watch to the end though?
Yeah,
because he was like, "Don't do drugs," or I didn't get this nose for nothing. So he does like mention it, but he is freaky looking.
Yeah. I guess the point, the takeaway is like your cartilage like is gone. It's something.
Yeah.
What drug did that?
Cocaine.
That's...
Yeah.
Yikes.
I mean it's insane what he looks like. But he's still alive. I guess he's like, what are the chances of that?
Yeah, it's crazy constitution.
He must have died like a million times, right? Like, it's wild.
I'm still trying to find the These Days song. All right, so that was
good. It's
you get a little slap out of here.
Nico and the Velvet Underground. There you go.
But I did have one more.
Immediately makes me think of Royal Tenenbaums. Will never
said his thing he didn't want to lose or wanted to find.
What's that?
You never said your thing that you wish you had found.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I guess the first bike I got new, I got stolen.
Right, I can hear his voice, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I know.
These days.
So, I could see how people would think that. I could just sort of got an alto tenor. Okay. All right.
I don't think she was a trained singer either. I think she was just like kind of because Andy Warhol set her up with. I don't even think Lou Reed liked her. I gotta have her.
Like the National guy, that guy can't sing. He just like talks. Just talks, and this is every National song. But yet they all work. Sorry, I keep interrupting. Will, what is the thing that you lost?
Stolen. I was gonna maybe my first bike, but I don't really care about that. But I did lose like. A backpack with a notebook in it when I was working in Korea, and that really bummed me out.
Oh yeah,
like I liked the backpack and the notebook had like I don't know stuff I was writing and you know
yeah.
So that was a shame. Yeah, it'd be nice to see that under the tree and kind of weird.
And this one's a clever one. This will be the final question for this week's Reddit recap and this episode. I should have written the name down. So again, sorry, internet person. But if OK Boomer was a digital assistant like Siri, what sorts of answers would it give to certain questions?
Do you have an example question that we could try to answer? Like, what's a typical question you would ask?
Off the top of head, I get like, okay, Boomer, what time is it? Here, press the freckle.
Time to get a watch.
Maybe that's just me.
Rudy, can you think of any questions you would ask OK Boomer?
What's a good insult?
OK Boomer, what's a good insult? What would be an insult my parents would
use? No more malarkey.
Yeah. You millennials are always looking at your phone?
Yeah. My mom's got great ones. He had a face like a mud fence. that woman, my mom, big one is she had to fart up her ass crossways.
I was going to say that first one sounded like Lil Rascals, but that last one was more like Don Rickles.
Yeah, but that spans the whole generation.
Right, that's true. Yeah, that is all okay. We actually, to throw back to our last episode at Thanksgiving, we started talking about that OK Boomer stuff with my Boomer relatives, and they just laughed in our face, and we're like, yeah, we're just going to go on a million vacations this year and spend all your inheritance. And they were really enjoying themselves.
I didn't realize, we had the same conversation, that my parents are not boomers. They're actually the silent generation.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
the
lucky ones that like never had to fight in any wars, right?
I think it's the tech. They're born in 43 and 44.
Oh, okay. And so they would have been Vietnam era.
It's like 45, I think, is when the boomers start.
Yeah. Huh.
And then we're also like in a shitty, like not real, we don't fit into anything. Technically, we're millennials, but we're like zillennials.
Yeah. Well, they keep changing what we are.
Yeah.
Like, because I just saw that like we're a mini generation that's like 80 to 83 or something. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? Who the fuck makes this shit up?
Analog, it's so stupid. Childhood, digital. Adulthood is something I just read. I'm like, yeah, I guess that works. I think I actually saw that on TikTok. It was one of the rotating slowly ones where it's like captions.
Oh, yeah.
Science, you're a zillennial. You were born in these years, you know.
Zillennial. Like boy, do I know. I dislike that.
Yeah.
Because weren't we originally Gen Y?
Yeah.
Because it was Gen X before us, and then it was Gen Y, but then they started calling us millennials. But then also people are confused about what a millennial is, and they think it's all young people, when really millennials are like almost 40.
And we're not young people.
The
annoying people are like the Generation Z, right? Like whoever the kids are.
Yeah.
They're the problem. No,
it's is that like, but they're like the, even saying the kids, because like 20-year-olds are a different thing from like kids that are new now are going to be a whole different thing.
You know? I think my cousin actually had a good point to this, where I think the generations are going to be like smaller. Like you'll be within these 3 years, there'll be a new segment.
Yeah.
Or whatever, instead of every like 15 or whatever.
Like I'm from that group that when TikTok was popular.
Yeah, this is like the TikTok gen. Yeah, for real. And with that, it's the time for some...
guys, another great up. This is a lot of fun.
Solid up.
Yeah.
We were a little off the rails, but I think that's when we're most on the rails.
I don't know how Judge Mathis does this.
Oh, yeah. Does all the shows all in one day? We'll peek behind the curtain there, Rudy.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Remember last week's episode from like 45 minutes ago?
we got to leave something for Kit.
Oh, yeah.
So
Nightingale.
Yeah, Kit, text us Nightingale if you heard this.
And with that, thanks for listening to Ishai here, signing off.
Rudy, signing off.
Will, signing off.
That's what we do now. Nightingale.